I just want to say tonight we're here being joined by Moderation Management Executive Director, Larry Wallers. Did I say that right, Larry?
Yes, you did.
All right. But folks here on chat or online communities know him better as Just Plain Phil. So, hi, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You sound like I sounded last week with the cold, I'll tell you. It's a nasty one.
I know. I feel like I'm finally going through puberty, though. I'm pleased. Larry, for those of us joining, Moderation Management is a mutual aid group for people trying to cut back their drinking. It's been around for over 20 years, but has been gaining popularity more recently. But for just about 10 minutes or 15 now, or maybe 20 if we have it, we're going to, just ask Larry some questions. And I wanted to ask you, Larry, when did you find Moderation Management? Say something about that, how that was for you.
Well, it was 1999, and it was really probably one of the worst years of my life. I was of a divorce. I was turning 50, and I was to lose a job in July, a side job. All these problems, I was still needing something. It wasn't meeting all of my needs. And I really don't have anything against AA. It wasn't for me. And I went online, and I found Moderation Management, and I've been here ever since. I jumped right in with both feet. I helped out with the early ABSTAR before it morphed into what it is today. Back in the day when the only way people got their stuff posted was they sent an email to us, and then we posted it for them because the facility did not exist for people to do it themselves. That's when I found MM, and I've been here ever since.
Well, Larry, you just had a very lucky, to my mind, a lucky experience. And I want to say again that Larry Wallers is the executive director, and I'm here also with Donna Durker, who's been very involved here in the administration and the evolution of Moderation Management along with other people. And I'm Katie Byrne, happen to be a writer and a licensed therapist, but that's not what I do here, although I can do some harm management with people. Larry, it's real interesting. I can't believe it. We're going to have to interview you again because you have so much to say. Wondering about, are there any main people who influenced you when you first came, or main kind of messages that you got that you kind of remember really helped you?
I remember in 1999 and early 2000, MM was sort of like the Wild West. I mean, it was there was Outhouse Cat and Zelda, who used to carry on, and they used to kind of pump each other up on the list in all kinds of craziness. There were serious folks like Colonel Parker, and there was a woman whose I think her fictitious name was Lexi, who later on decided to go permanent ABS. She went over and became a permanent fixture over on our ABSers list.
And Larry, the ABS for new people means abstinence for 30 days, right?
No, the ABSers list, MM ABSers, is a Yahoo Groups email list, small group. Yeah, and that's for people who want to abstain from alcohol for any length of time, even for one day. It tends to be made up of people who have decided to permanently abstain. But anyway, Lexi left MM for that. PK Zippo was also around back then. He was one of the early Appster admins as well. Later on, Jingle Joey showed up. I think all these names are fictitious, so I don't think, you know, I'm giving away anybody or anything. But there was a lot of humor on the list. There were tons of flame wars, people yelling and screaming at each other and so forth. And there was a fair amount of good old-fashioned support as well. So I think it has, for better or for worse, I think the current MM list is a lot more tame, probably a bit more supportive. There are far fewer flame wars now than there used to be, which is a really good thing. but all of these early people influenced my journey, if you will, with modern. And they all, each and every one of them.
Well, Larry, you might be cutting out just once in a while, but most of the time you're real clear, just to let you know. And, it's just lovely to talk to you as the executive director of Moderation Management. I do want to jump to, just to stay with this for a minute, were there any memorable moments when you joined that you remember kind of helped you stick with it?
The memorable moments, I have to say, came later. The reason is it took me a long time to finally get it. Some people join Moderation Management, they jump into authority, they get responsible drinking, they develop a program that works for them, and they move on. That was not my journey. You know, my journey took a very long time. I've been here for 18 years now, and I would have to say that it's only been in the last, five, 6 years maybe, a moderate drinker. And there have been lots of things that have happened in these last 5 years. And, you know, Moderation Management has come a long way, not only in people, but in technology as well. All of these things have helped. You know, the forum got upgraded early last year. We added a members blog. The website has been updated. The early AppStar was scrapped when our IT director created the new one where people can actually, you know, put their own numbers in. We've got more public support now. You guys mentioned earlier the Risky Drinking on HBO documentary. That's huge. As far as people, I hate to leave out anyone, but really there's one person that has actually has been to me one of the most memorable, and that's Carrie May, and that's not her real name either. So Carrie May joined MM probably about 7.5 or 8 years ago, I guess, and tried very hard to moderate, and she couldn't.
Yeah.
And over 6 years ago, she came to the decision to permanently abstain. But she didn't move away from us. She stuck around, and she has helped us ever since. And as a matter of fact, I admire that journey so much that she is now our program director. So as far as people who influenced me, I would have to say Carrie's, but really every person has influenced me in one way or another. You know, Donna is on the line right here, and she runs the face-to-face meeting here in St. Louis, does a fantastic job. She is the best researcher I've ever seen, and she gets all the stuff in the right order and knows exactly where to go for whatever fact that needs to be done, and she does it willingly and cheerfully, and I just appreciate so much all the folks that are associated with this group, and it's just amazing to see the transformations every single day when I read on list or on the forum what people are doing for each other and with each other and the decisions that are coming to on their own. Because, you know, we help people save themselves. That's really what we do. And I think we are unique in that way. We provide all kinds of tools and software and so forth and so on, but it's really the people that help each other to find their own aha moment, the moment when right. they'll say, you know what, this is what I'm now going to do. And to see people do that, that's to me, that's really where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, for me too, the miracle, or the really mind blowing part of this program that I love is that it allows each person to have a unique journey, and I'm so glad, Larry, that you acknowledged all some of the people that are helping, and Donna Durker, I agree, is really very dynamic. And Larry Wallers, you are the executive director of Moderation Management. I want to know what made you step up. What made you step up to that role? You know, what happened that you said, I'm gonna get that involved here to be the director?
Well, I was asked for one thing. In October of 2015, I was asked to step in, and hardly anyone really knows it, but we were in pretty dire straits back then. We were practically bankrupt, and our board had mostly gone away, and we needed a new board, and we needed a new executive director, and we needed new direction, and so forth and so on. And I'd been with Moderation Management, as I said, since 1999, and I just felt kind of a calling, really, to come on board. And it's because of the work that is being done here every day. The folks who save their own lives because of what we do and what we provide. That caused me to decide, you know what, this is worthwhile. I can do some good here. I can help the good that's being done. And that's why I stayed. That's why I decided to go ahead and take the job on.
You know, Larry, I'm for one, I'm sure everybody must feel this way, or maybe it's just me, but whenever anybody is moved, you know, to do something in such a strong way, like a gut feeling or an emotion, or you feel kind of divinely inspired, or for whatever reasons, I kind of envy you, because there are very few moments like that in all of our lives, I think, and I can see why you are a good director, because you're fun and you're honest and you have a nice feel, and you put in your time. I guess I wanted to ask, maybe I want to ask you something kind of open-ended for a minute. You know, there's been some discussion on the New York Times, and, you know, there's some new documentaries and things. This is still a leading edge. Moderation Management is a new, kind of a relatively new way of looking at moderating and regulating one's drinking or choosing not to drink. What do you think is the hardest part about being in your role, in such a, you know, pioneering kind of value system?
If I understand your question, you want to know what's the hardest part of the job that I'm doing, it's probably seeing folks fail, you know, for one reason or another. That's probably the hardest for me. You know, you read all these emails on list of people, and you see folks who, that's my clock. The folks on list, of course, you're going to read success stories and stories of folks who will post and say, you know, I blew it again. I planned not to drink last night, and I went overboard again. And I think that's the hardest for me because I feel deeply for them. I feel their pain because, believe me, I have been there. We all have. And it hurts me to see people continue to suffer when they don't have to. And, you know, what you want to do is you want to reach through the computer and shake them and say, hey, wake up. Realize that what you're doing is not the right thing to do. But you can't really do that. You know, you can't do that because I remember back in the days when I was doing that very same thing, and there was no amount of shaking that would have stopped me. You know, it was something I had to come to on my own, certainly with help from folks in moderation management and elsewhere. But
I think that's a really a wonderful place to kind of transition our discussion here, because I think it's an instinct to want to help and, like you say, reach in and really help somebody, especially being a guy. You know, you're a male. You want to fix things, right? You
want exactly.
You know, I can't say that with my cold, like a car, but you know, it's a process. And what you bring to people out here in the world is this option. And I loved what you said earlier about it. It's been a process for you too. It's a process, and it's hard sometimes to change habits. I'm wanting to check in with Donna.
I just want to say one thing for the record.
Yes.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you so much for stepping up. And you nailed it, Katie. He is honesty and he is fun. And, you know, he and I don't always agree on everything, but he's a leader. So, and he's a man
tell.
Of integrity. So that's all I wanted
and,
to say.
And Donna Durker, before you stop the recording, I want to say we've had a wonderful dialogue today with Moderation Management's Executive Director, Larry Wallers. Donna Durker helping produce this most important conversation. I'm Katie Byrne, and we're happy that you were all able to be with us. Thanks, Larry.
It's my pleasure.